Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Hey. Praise the Lord. God bless
you. God bless you. Pastor Williams, we're so glad to have you with us.
So glad to be here.
God bless you. And good morning, our radio audience. This is the NPA Radio, and I'm here on the Blog Talk, and I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. And we are so excited to have with us this morning, all the way from the great metropolis of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, from the Faith Center. We have a brand new prophet on the horizon, and he has a word for this nation as we broadcast today all around the world. Hallelujah. And we do welcome our friends and family from every nation that's located in this big world. And God has given us a platform, amen, to bring good news and a good word. And at this time, we're just so honored, amen, to have with us Prophet Ezekiel Williams. God bless you. Welcome, Prophet Ezekiel Williams.
Wonderful. God bless. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Evangelist. This is Julie Hagen. God bless you. Just so glad to be with you all on today. And thank God for the great work that you are doing here and on the radio broadcast, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, the lost and dying world, that they may walk in the faith and the strength of God and to know that God can do anything but fail.
Oh, yes, yes. And we thank God for you. And for the next 15 to 20 minutes, just take as long as you need, because we can always do a series if necessary. But just go ahead and take the next 15 to 20 minutes. I have the Lord lay on your heart, and just speak from whatever message the Lord has laid on your heart for today. Amen. The mic is yours, Prophet Ezekiel.
Okay. Well, again, I thank God for each and every one of you, and I wanted to just go through and just share with you a little thing. I believe it will be a great blessing to you. I'm reading from God's Word from Zechariah chapter number 4, verses number 5, and then I'm going to skip down. So it says here, Zechariah chapter number 4, verse number 5, then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these things be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone there with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Amen. And I'm saying this is a word that the Lord understand what was going on at this time. At this time, Zerubbabel was a governor of Israel. And when he was a governor of Israel, Israel was in a dire situation. Israel was in a situation to wherein when they came, they was coming back from Babylon. They had sinned, and God allowed them to go into Babylon. And when they went into Babylon, they was held captive for 70 years. At the end of the 70 years, God was allowing them to come to freedom and allow them to get free. And when they started coming to freedom, Zerubbabel was in charge of the governor to govern them and to really help that transition to them to return back to their broken homeland. They were returning to brokenness. They were returning to the walls were broken down. They were returning to poverty. They were free, but they were empty. They were free, but they was in a time of hurt. They was in pain. There was emptiness in their lives. There was lack. There was insufficiency. There were troubles all around. So he was the governor in charge of helping all these people who he loved, but how would they deal with the lack that was in their lives? How would they deal with facing issues that were bigger than them? How would they deal with overcoming obstacles that they were simply weak and powerless to do anything about? So God sent a word through the prophet Zechariah and told him basically to encourage the young governor Zerubbabel. And by speaking to him this word, what is the word? Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. There's some things that would only be opened by the Spirit of God. There's something that would take the power of God and the strength of God to be able to manifest in order to give people deliverance from. There's some things that you would face in life that no matter when you use all your talents, your gifts, and your abilities, they will not be able to bring you out of the predicament that you're in. But it will require the strength and the power of God only to open that door, to give you that deliverance, to give you that breakthrough that you need. I mean, it's just so amazing that I'd be here sharing with you all here on the radio broadcast, and I just heard about this as of just recently to with the invitation, so I thank Pastor Hagen for allowing me to come on. But just this past Thursday, I was in morning prayer, and when I was in morning prayer, God showed me this vision, and in this vision, I saw very clearly a person standing at the door, and I couldn't see the face, but the person was standing at the door. The door was 2 stories tall, gigantic door, and it was 3 feet thick, made of complete steel. And in this 2-story tall door, 3 feet thick, the person was standing there. They're trying to open the door. And while they're trying to open the door would not budge. I saw it as it was in the vision that when the person went to the handle was all rusty. And then they thought within themselves if they could change the knob, then it would probably open. So they changed it to a gold knob. And when they turned the gold knob, the latch of the door on the inside actually opened. But when they went to push the door, it still would not budge. The door was not open for so long that there was rust all along the seams of the door, and it was locked fast. So, therefore, the person could not have access. And the only thing that the person could do was just pray. And the moment they said a little prayer, they said, "God, help me." The moment they said, "God, help me," boom, with this loud noise came out of nowhere. It sounded like maybe about 5 different freight trains and like multiple thunders. But this loud noise was loudest I ever heard in the vision. And what happened is that a wind came out of nowhere on a still day, hit this door with such force and ferocity that it ripped the door off the hinges and threw it about 150 feet inward so that the person was able to walk through into what God had for them. And I saw this early in the morning vision, and I pondered in my heart, "Lord, what do these things mean?" Because when you say a dream of vision, you always want to pray for the interpretation. And the meaning did not come until 12 noon. So I was back in prayer again at 12 noon, and I was praying, and then God gave me the exact same vision, part for part, piece by piece, and it developed along and along the exact same way as he gave it to me the early morning. And then by 12 noon, the only thing different was this. As the whole thing began to develop and the person, the knob changed from a rusty one to a gold one, everything was up the same. But at this time, at the point of the wind appearing to actually hit the door, this time I actually saw a cloud. I saw a bright cloud, and the light began to shine through this cloud just a split second before it hit the door. And in the first vision, I saw the whole thing, but I didn't see the cloud. The second one, I saw it, and I saw the brightness of the cloud that hit it, and it ripped the door, steel door off its hinges, and threw it in about 150 feet inward. So I asked the Lord, "Well, what did this mean?" And the Lord brought the interpretation, and he said, clearly, the same verse that we read today, "Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." And then again, he said, "The spirit bloweth with listening, if you and you know not whence it comes and whence it goes. And so it is everyone who's born of the spirit. For and everyone who's led of the spirit is what I'm adding through the revelation." So not only those who are born of the spirit have the spirit within them, but those who are led of the spirit. You can't tell where the Holy Spirit will lead you until you listen to hear his voice. And then he will direct your step into the fruitful field. The Bible said on the day of Pentecost, it was all in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and it appeared upon each of them, cloven tongue like on them, and they all began to speak with other tongues, as the Holy Spirit gave utterance. And the Bible talks about how God was in the east wind to part the Red Sea to deliver Moses, and God was in the east wind in order to blow in the quails to feed the hungry children of Israel. So there's something about the wind of the Holy Spirit when it begins to blow, and then even in the vision, he lets us know that this is a time for everyone who will attach their faith to the vision. Because God has given me multiples of visions and dreams and interpretation, and sometimes he will show me the face of the person, and it means it's for that dream or that vision is for that particular person. And then sometimes he'll show it to me as this is for a group. But in this particular one, I never thought of praise for the person. So it is for whosoever will attach their faith to this prophetic and word and this prophetic vision, they will receive the power and the deliverance that God chose to give even right now through the power of his Holy Spirit. But it's not by human might, nor by human power, but by the moving of the Spirit of the living God. So I want to say to those who are out there, you may have been facing a circumstance or a situation for years, and for years that mountain seemed not to be able to move. But God is telling you, if you would try now, if you would do it now in this season that the water is being stirred, now that the wind of the Holy Spirit is blowing, you will see the miraculous power of God being made manifest on your behalf. Has nothing to do with human might, has nothing to do with human ingenuity, human ability, but it's simply trusting the timing of God, the revelation of God, and the power of God to say, God, I believe that these things I've been dealing with and I've been laying them on the altar, I've been believing for it, I've been asking you for it, but there are certain times that the water would be troubled. There are certain times that the Holy Spirit will move. Nobody knows when and where the Holy Spirit will appear at any particular time or how it would move in terms of a great anointing or outpouring, but we can only hear the sound there. Your Holy Spirit will make known to us when we hear the voice of your Holy Spirit and to follow. As they said of Jesus, when Mary asked of him to turn the water into wine, she said then to the people who stood around, "That whatever he tells you to do, that you do." And again, during this time that the Holy Spirit is moving in a great way of an opening of deliverance for the doors that was holding people back and the doors of opposition, if an individual would just do what the Holy Spirit tells them to do, they will see great deliverance and great breakthrough during this time. And it would be they would not be able to accredit it to their degree. They would not be able to accredit it to their job. They would not be able to accredit it to their talents or their abilities or who they know or how much they know, but they have to just sit back, clap their hands, lift their hands high to heaven and say, of a truth, that is God. No one but God did that. Just like with a huge obligation. Down in South Florida, I had to, as home owning a home, it needs some repair work. And because I live in a nice little community, they was telling us that we had to do some repair work for the stucco of the home. And to make a long story short, there was some deficiencies in the stucco work, and instead of going back to the subcontractors to get the work done, the people who did the company was no longer in business. So therefore, all of us homeowners had to assume the charge. Make a long story short, I was faced with an obligation of between $4,000 to $7,000 of repair work that had to be done in a very short amount of time. And during this time, I didn't know where the money was going to come from because nobody can usually just have $5,000 to $7,000 set aside just to put it in repair work. You know, that's just something that, you know, it kind of digs into your finances or funds, you know. So, but they were telling us we had to get this thing done like within 10 days. And make a long story short, I kept praying to the Lord and I kept believing the Lord, okay, well, how are you going to make this come through? And to make a long story short, at the 11th hour, I just simply said to God some words, and I'm going to share to you what these words are. I said to God some words, and then as a result of what I gave, said to God, hello?
Yes, go ahead. That's just a commercial break. Please ignore that. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Hello, should I continue?
Yes, please continue.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, so as a result of saying these words, God gave me some words to say through Revelation. I began to say these words, and at the 11th hour, I mean right before.
Okay, just hold a moment, Pastor Williams.
Okay.
I'm a prophet, Zico. Just hold
sure.
Right there. Stand by a moment.
Okay.
I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Audience, please stand by for a commercial break. We'll be right back.